Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, joins us on our Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline, a man who never forgets his buddies.
That's Joe. Right. You know, Kevin, it's interesting, and mentioning LeBron James is very appropriate because that's a guy that seems to have it figured out.
I know. It's like LeBron James, like, less black or less has street cred because he's doing good things.
I don't think people look up to him.
I know.
You know, my good friend and broadcast partner, Tim Thompson, was, you know, pretty well involved with a lot of the negotiations and knew a lot about what was going on within the whole Nike pursuit of LeBron James. And he talked to me a lot about just LeBron as a person and him bringing his friends along and how those things, you know, all worked out all during that time. And he just seems to be a guy that, you know, he hasn't forgotten his, you know, his guys, but he's doing it the right way and helping take care of them, too.
It also takes some quality friends, too.
No question.
That aren't going to get you or get themselves in trouble.
No question. No question about it. I think some guys made some bad choices, and now they're paying for it.
Joe, I've got to believe if you're Bobby Johnson, if you're really almost any coach right now, if you're in high school or whatever, you're going to take the Mike Vick situation and talk to your players a little bit about it, about, you know, the way you make choices, about the responsibility of stardom and even the responsibility of being a player in the NFL.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. And in fact, I know, for example, when Vanderbilt's guys all got to town and started their first week of practice, there's a lot of meetings that are involved with that. And you get the whole team together, and there are a lot of different folks that come and address the whole team. You know, not just me and not just coaches, but, you know, there are guys who come and talk about, you know, the whole law enforcement angle and, you know, how to keep yourself out of those situations and make the right choices. And I'm sure that the Michael Vick situation and the Pac-Man Jones situation and Tank Johnson, you can go on and on and on. Unfortunately, there are too many examples of guys that had great opportunities and made the wrong choices.
Well, Joe, a lot of the fall camp has been about Vanderbilt focusing on what Vanderbilt's doing, but now they're starting to sort of turn their attention to what Richmond will be doing here in week one.
And this is an interesting day or two because really it's new for a lot of the guys. The first time that you actually start game planning for an opponent, and it's really hard for a group of guys, the scout team. Now, the veterans, the guys that have been there for a couple of years, get a handle on it and know kind of how to learn the other team's plays and how to run them. But it's new for some of these guys, and so there's a little bit of an adjustment period. So you see some guys make some mistakes and, you know, run the wrong routes or do the wrong things because they're learning somebody else's offense for the first time. But that'll pick up over the next couple of days. And Bobby Johnson's been very serious about this from day one. There was so much talk about Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, guys, we cannot talk about Alabama. We can't worry about that. Richmond is game one, and that's what we're going to focus on. And they're very serious about it. They've started preps for them, and it's going to all be about Richmond until September 1st.
And you got to remember the Spiders, they went into Cole Fieldhouse and beat the number one ranked Syracuse Orangemen.
Yeah. You've got plenty of – they will know that Richmond will be ready to play. And it's one of those, you know, there's always a risk in the first game that you never quite know what you're going to see. I mean, the opponent may – really throw some surprises at you, do some things totally differently than they've done in the past. So, yes, you prepare for what they did before, but you've kind of got to be a little loosey-goosey and be prepared for anything else that comes. And I'm sure there'll be some wrinkles thrown in for everybody that September 1st game.
Hey, Joe, we appreciate it as always. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
And good news, by the way, Dominic De La Osa has officially said he's coming back, and he will play his senior year at Vanderbilt. So the baseball team basically returned 7 starters, so that's pretty nice for a team that was number one last year.
Tim Corbin has to be happy about that.
I would say so.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay,
I'm back, baby.